Hello, and welcome to a fresh episode of Not Crazy, But Far From Sane. I'm your host, Megan Bell. So I use the word carefully, fresh, instead of another episode, because I kind of have been trained now working in the service industry. When approaching a guest about if they would like another drink, to just say, would you like a fresh vodka soda? Would you like a fresh martini rather than would you like another one? It just sounds more, I guess, enticing than the connotation of maybe like reminding them that they've had more than one or two at that point. It just kind of has a different vibe to it. So I'm going to try and say that instead of another one, because another one might sound like, oh, here we are again. And it's a good thing. I'm happy to be doing this. I'm happy to be talking, and I hope you all are enjoying listening. So this episode is going to highlight my 30th birthday. I just turned 30. It was a week ago on July 31st. Turned 30. I'm absolutely loving my 30s, as I said in my introduction, which I guess most of these episodes are going to seriously be an introduction as to who I am, because that's what this is about. That was such a very like brief synopsis into my life, and I can't wait to share more. Honestly, that's what this is about. So yes, my 30th birthday, very exciting. I went down to South Padre Island, and I was with my dad, my aunt, my cousin, like my best family friends who really just feel like family. We just had such a wonderful time, and Keith was there with me. It was so great and beautiful. I couldn't have asked for a more awesome trip, in the sense that everything kind of just fell together. It was perfect. It just worked out. I had a wonderful time. I, of course, wish that some of my friends who weren't there could have been there, but I know why and how come for all those reasons, and it's totally okay. We'll all celebrate another time. But so what I'm going to talk about is just the birthday, and I'll dive in. It was a tie-dye themed party. I'm obsessed with colors. I have been pretty much all my life. I grew up with a lot of color in both of my houses. I think I probably said that I was a product of divorce. So both my mom and dad's style is very colorful and bright and loud. So I've definitely adopted that as well. I love color. They're all my favorite. And so yes, tie-dye. Keith and I had tie-dyed shirts for everybody who was showing up down on the island for me, just as a way of saying thank you, of course. And we had so much fun perfecting the craft the week leading up to the birthday, and everyone loved their shirt. The best compliment I got was that it looked like somebody got it from Planet K, which is our smoke shop here in Texas, like one of the leading stores. So that was a great compliment. Love when my stuff looks like I bought it. Like, that's great. Cool. And so, it was really awesome. Actually, this bartender who's worked there at this one restaurant for like 33 years, he used to serve me virgin strawberry daiquiris at the bar when I was young. And we actually went and dined at this restaurant on my birthday. And while we were outside waiting, because they were like on an hour and a half wait or something, not even that long, like an hour wait. Totally worth it. The restaurant's called Blackbeard's. Highly recommend if you're ever on the island. Well, this guy who used to make my virgin strawberry daiquiris was there that night working. And I took a shot in the dark. He looked, you know, very familiar. And I was like, hey, this is so wild, but what's your name? And he was like, my name's Chilo. And I was like, hey, I'm so-and-so. I'm so-and-so's daughter. He was like, yeah, you look just like your mom. He was like, what's up? How are you? And it was so crazy, like kind of full circle here. So he made me my pina colada that definitely was not virgin on my birthday. So that was fun. I got a picture with him. I'll be posting that later, which I think is a thing I'm going to do is, of course, if I talk about something within an episode, I'm just going to post, you know, that picture or memory along with it on the Instagram, which the Instagram you can find us at, or find me, excuse me, it's just me, Not Crazy But Far From Sane. That's the handle on Instagram. So that was really something special for me. I was kind of like in my own world with that experience for a moment that evening. And then Keith and I later that night on my birthday, we did like their sky coaster at Gravity Park, which is like somewhat of like, it's not bungee jumping by any means, but it's like they lift you, I don't know how many feet back, and then you pull this string and then it releases you and you kind of like, it's like a big swing without, yeah, it's like a big old adult swing. It was fun. And very awesome. Let me just say, I elected to be the one to drive down with like the flower, and I'm referring to pot. If I talk about flower, that's probably what it is, unless I'm talking about actual plants, which there will probably, I mean, it is a plant. So let me rephrase. If I'm actually talking about like gardening, like when I garden my own plants, I'll be very specific about that. But I do typically refer to like pot as flower because that's typically the form of which I smoke it or intake it. I like edibles and I enjoy edibles, but I don't come across them too often. So I typically just smoke my pot and that's what it's called. It's called flower because it's a plant. So I elected to take down the flower so other people wouldn't have to. And yeah, I was on, because on the way back, you run into Border Patrol. And I've known that. A lot of people know that. A lot of different people get stopped. It's pretty common. But never in my 20s was I super worried about it. Like, I understand that it's such a big deal. But I guess I was just more of like a rebel and was like, ooh, look what I can get away with. And this time I was like, I'm not coming back with anything. I actually threw away like a wooden pipe down there. I threw away my vapes. I just tossed it all. I actually threw away flower that was not smoked. Like, that's how much I just was like, I don't want issues. I just want to get back within a breeze because it takes almost like 5 hours driving back home. So Keith and I both go through my car rigorously and very like very detailed. It's where if I'm asking Keith if it looks good and he gives me like the okay that the car's fine, then I was not concerned at all. Because if it passes his standards, it's totally past mine. Anyway, it's just kind of funny because, like I said, I've driven through these things before, you know, with or without stuff on me. I've hit it very well. And this time, let me just paint a picture for you. So I'm driving back from the beach. I've got 42-inch balloons in the back that, you know, write out the number 30. Like there's a 3 and an O and it's tie-dye, and an O, a 0, whatever. There's Monstera, like a huge Monstera plant I just bought. There's like 3 other plants. There's my German Shepherd Terrier mix in the back. All of my recycle from the 4 days I was down at the coast, because they didn't have recycle on the island, and I'm an environmental studies major. Very important to me to just, I couldn't just like throw it away. If there's something I can do about it, and if I have to go a little out of my way, then F it, I'm going out of my way. So there's trash in the back. There's all this shit. I also brought 2 hermit crabs back with me. So I got hermit crabs, big tie-dye numbers, a dog, recycle. I mean, just, yeah, plants. And we get to the checkpoint. And, you know, as we're pulling in, Keith is like, I can't believe you've never been stopped at one of these. And sure as shit, as soon as we pull up and the dog just does one little, like, walk around to the front of my car, the officer at the window was like, can you pull up to station number 2 and get your canine out? And all I heard was canine out. So I had him repeat what he said. I, of course, complied, pulled over. I put my purse backpack on. Keith brought his like phone, and we were advised by like 4 different officers that we have to leave all of our belongings like in the car, which, okay, whatever. I had my Apple Watch on my wrist. I think they didn't notice that, so they didn't say anything. And there's like 3 or 4 officers going through the vehicle, which I'm not worried, because if they were to have found something, I was genuinely going to be surprised, because we really cleaned out my car. I mean, I did find like little like ends of joint butts in my car that I had tossed out already. Like, so I'm sure there was like a lingering smell, but I knew that they weren't going to find anything. And if they did, I was going to be incredibly surprised and be like, oh, what? I don't know how that got there. But, you know, anyhow, I'm sure with the balloons and all the other shit in the car, they were like, these people smoke pot. But I mean, they've got bigger fish to fry. That's not really what they were looking for. And they straight up even told me, we're looking for smugglers. It's like, okay. I was just sitting on the little bench on the side, waiting and waiting. And yeah, actually at one point, because they couldn't find anything, one of the officers came up to me and Keith and said, did you all smoke any CBD or THC while y'all were down there? And because he mentioned CBD, I, you know, felt inclined to say, you know, yeah. And I was like, but we didn't bring anything back. And I kind of like held my hands back a little like open, like I'm innocent, like I don't have anything, I'm clear. Like, and I literally said, yeah, no, I didn't bring anything back because I didn't want problems. But I'm not even mad. Like, if I have to sit on the side of the road and because of pot with federal agents, like, fuck it. Excuse me, but I don't care. I am a big advocate for marijuana. It's a medical thing for me. I had a medical marijuana card when I lived in Arizona back in like 2016, 2017 time. So yeah, I look at it as, I mean, it's not for everybody. I completely understand that. But for me, it incredibly helps me like so much. And I love pot. I just do. So flower. I love smoking. And Yeah, so we were fine. They didn't find anything, but it was really funny watching the federal agents. Like, I couldn't, like, look at them going through my car because I also didn't want them to think that I was, like, worried because I really wasn't. But it was really funny watching, like, a federal agent pop the trunk of my car and, like, he's holding my tie-dye balloons, like, under his arm so they, like, won't fly away because I just had them, like, taped to each other so I could, like, just still keep the celebration going on at home because I have never had big numbers for my birthday ever. And I bought them myself and had to blow them up myself. So damn right, I'm keeping my freaking balloons. And it's like, if I'm keeping my trash and bringing it back, I'm going to bring back my balloons that are still inflated. Like, we're going to keep it going. Like, the hermit crabs were on the side of the road. He had held my balloons. It was just kind of a funny situation to watch. And meanwhile, while this is happening, my dad and I are, like, on Find My Friends. And so he can track me, vice versa. And I guess he looked at our location when I was pulled over and he saw that I was stopped for a while. And then he, like, zoomed out. And on the satellite version on the maps, you could see this line of cars that was waiting to get through the checkpoint because there was, like, they had to close down a lane because federal agents needed to go through, I guess, my vehicle and make sure I wasn't smuggling. And so it was a production. It was, even though you're okay to be doing something, and what I was still, like, a little nerve-wracking to have, like, someone just rummage through your car. Like, I took time packing my car up that morning, and then I had no idea what the hell anything looked like or where it was. I was honestly just glad to get away. So them ripping my tampon box is, I guess, the least of my concern. I think what it was that they were smelling was in my, like, little backpack purse, I had this, like, joint container. It's like an old cigarette container or a wallet. I don't fucking know what it is. But I use it to hold my joints. And I had, like, let it out, like, air out all night on the deck. But I should have just wiped it out with a Clorox wipe. Lesson learned. Because I opened it later and it did really reek, like, pot. And so that's probably what they were smelling. But the officer told me that it could have lingered on my clothes. And that's what the dog was smelling. And I was just like, okay. I wasn't really bothered by it, like I said. Because pot should be legal. And this was kind of just a waste of time. I get they have to do it. For sure. But, like, it's just kind of funny. I'm like, I'm not what you're looking for. I'm just, like, a girl who's got anxiety, depression, all the other shit that she just uses to self-medicate with some weed. So, yeah, that's my birthday story. I was really anxious and excited to get back home after that because I really wanted to smoke after being pulled over for pot and not having anything in the car afterwards. Because I was a nicotine smoker for 13 years. So that hand-to-mouth fixation for me, like, I could walk you through it. I sucked my thumb until I was in fifth grade. Yes, fifth grade. You heard that right. So much so that, like, my dad took me to, like, the orthodontist and they put this appliance in my mouth that had these, like, prongs hanging from the top of it. So when I would put my thumb in my mouth at night, it would poke my thumb. Yeah. So I was a massive thumb sucker. Then all through junior high, I'm talking sixth through, like, eighth grade, I chewed, like, a pack of Orbit gum, like, almost on the daily. Then in high school, I was 14 years old and I started smoking cigarettes and I smoked cigarettes until I was like 21. And then I jumped on an e-cig like way back when they first came out. Like, they look like an actual like little fake little cigarette. Like, it kind of looks like a little fake cigarette. And I remember actually I had to order my stuff online from Austin. It was really weird. So it was actually crazy to see how far we've come with like e-cigs, and I did the Juul and all that. And now the Juul's banned. It's kind of wild. But so long story short, I had quit nicotine officially in October 2019. And yeah, so I've always had this like hand to mouth fixation of like smoking or chewing gum or something. Just right. So smoking, you know, yeah, I really started smoking joints once I quit smoking the vapes and all that stuff because, yeah, I really like that hand-to-mouth fixation shit. It's just, it soothes me, okay? So, yeah, that's that. I wanted a joint. I had to go to the bathroom incredibly bad. I'm still talking about when I got back in the car after the Border Patrol thing. And my stomach was incredibly upset just because I was like, what this? It just was. When I get anxious, my stomach gets like crampy and upset. I've got IBS, which stands for irritable bowel syndrome. So fun. I was diagnosed with that in 2014. I guess in the next episode, my third episode should be about all the different shit that they've like diagnosed me with and that I've like had to go through in the sense of it's all connected though. It's all connected to one thing. So like your nervous system and the anxiety and everything, it's all tied together. But so yeah, I looked at Keith and I was like, I have to go to the restroom right freaking now. And anybody in my life who's known me for a little bit, they know exactly what that means. Like, there's no waiting. I don't have, there's, it's just like a little warning and then find a fucking bathroom, period. So, luckily there was a rest stop like right up the road. We pull over, kind of just, you know, let the dog out, did our thing, had water, we were fine. And then I just kind of like booked it home because I was like, yeah, I want to just fucking relax now after all that. So I know I was supposed to do like an F-bomb tally, but sometimes when I tell stories, it just naturally comes out. So what I'm really trying to do is just monitor them in my like normal speaking. If I'm telling a story, I really don't give a shit if I do use an F-word because that's just me, y'all. And yeah, birthday was wonderful. Everything was great. I don't know what else to say about that. I had fun. Oh, I mean, that's it. I don't know what else I was going to say. So I'm just going to end it there with that for the birthday episode. And then on the next one, we'll just kind of dive into more about my mental health journey from the start in a way. And we'll just kind of skip over it like lightly in a way. And then like for more episodes to come in the future, we'll dive more into that. Especially because I'll see what all, you know, what all I want to talk about and how I want to talk about it, because there's a lot. And anyway, I hope you all enjoyed this. Stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening to Not Crazy, But Far From Sane.